since we're going to be discussing B'siyata D'Shemaya, the Inyan of Mitzvah Tluyas Ba'aretz B'Zman Hazeh, this year should be a special schus for Armin Armin Razi Sheyichu, Smoshita Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezer Ben Esther, Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviva Elisheva, and Lerfus Svi Ben Yittel, Shoshana Basada, Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Sarleh Bas Rivka, Moshe Ben Malka, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel, B'sach Shachole Yisrael, Nechagidl Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, V'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha, Le Nishmas, Harav, Aaron Yudalei, Ben Reb Noach Tzvi, Le Nishmas Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Nishmas Reb Agzan Zusha Ben Yosef, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Haim, Nishayim, V'chol Yotzei Chalatzehem. We're basing this on the Sefer Birkas Mordechai of Agon Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. In Ksubas and Avchavheh Amad Aleph, it says, Dumb Rafuna Braid Rav Yoshua Ashkachtinu L'Rabbanan Bevei Rav D'Yasvi V'Kamri Afilu Mandor Mitchum Rizman Azed Rabbanan Chaladoi Raisa. So Rafuna, the son of Rav Yoshua, said that he found the rabbis based Medrash of Rav that were sitting and saying that even according to the Mandiyama that Shurim Rizman Azed is only of rabbinic authority, Chala, the obligation to separate Chala, that is Doiraisa. Why? Shari Zayin Shekipshu V'Zayin Shechilku Nischaivu B'Chala. Because the 7 years that they were capturing and the 7 years they were portioning Eretz Yisrael to the tribes, they were obligated in Chala. Rashi Dichsiv B'Vo'achem V'Tanya B'Sefiri B'Shmalom Rashina Katsuf B'Yazu Mikol B'Yil Shebetar Shebekulam Ne'amar Kisavo V'Kan B'Vo'achem L'Lamedcha Shekeir M'Shenichansu L'Nischaivu. So this Bia is a different type of Bia. Normally the Bia would require that the Jewish people are settled in the land, and this Bia does not require Jewish settlement. All it requires is Bebo'achem. The second you come in, they don't know to do anything more than just to come into Eretz Yisrael. They come into Eretz Yisrael and they are chayav in Chala. As opposed to Trumas and Maestris, Mitzvah Satlius Ba'aretz, that there, according to the Sifri, you would not be chayiv immediately when they came in. They have to do kibush and chiluk first. First, the land has to be captured in a portion, as opposed to Trumas and Maestris, as opposed to Chala. Chala, the second they come in, they're already chayiv. Bevoachem el haaretz. Continues the Gemara. V'lo nischayvu b'trumas u'maestris. So they were chayiv in chala. They weren't chayiv in trumas u'maestris. Rashi, Dichsiv Digancha Tvo Zaracha Mivyuachadus Lacha, Vod Sharaitala Kasiva Meiser, Beminyan Shnos Hashmita, Beshmitas Lonanu Ela Mishakav Shuvachal Kib Shuvachalku. So it says, Digancha Tvo Zarecha Hamyuachadus Lacha. So it has to be yours. It has to be yours. If it's not yours, then you're not Chayiv. The chiyuv is only chal if it's yours. And when does it become yours? When you capture the land. Only once you capture the land, then it's the gancha. to the caption, it's not the ganacha. So bait shbay chala, it says bevoachem. Second you come, you're already chayiv. And elsewhere it says when you come, and it's your degancha. It's your dagan, it's your grain. It's yours, and therefore there has to be kibush and chiluk. So just like back in the old days, there were chayiv and chala immediately. So to bizman hazeh, even if you say that there's no chiyuv trumas and maisrus bizman hazeh, there is still going to be a chiyuv of chala. Because it's not talui in the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that is established by capturing it, but rather just us being here. Rashi brings another reason, besides the reason of the gancha. Rashi says that trumas and maisers are talui b'minyan shnos hashmita. First 2 years maiser sheni, eaten by the baal in Yerushalayim. The third year maiser ani, given to aniyim. Etc., etc. So this minyan hashmita and v'yovlos only starts after the kibush and the chiluk, erchin yud beis amid beis, and therefore they couldn't be noeg maisrus until then. So that's the Gemara with Rashi. The Gemara continues, "Famina lehu," and I told them. What did I tell them? Adarabba afilu man diamar. This is Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua speaking. The afilu man diamar trumas man azed daraisa chala derabanan. Even according to the man diamar trumas man azed daraisa chala derabanan. You wanted to say that afilu man diamar Trum is darabanan, chal is daraisa. I'm saying fakert. You don't call the man darma trum is man is daraisa. Hal chal is darabanan. Desanya bevoachem al aretz, bevoachem yochum mishin hasul shal shnayim shalosh lamaraglim. This is when you come to Eretz Yisrael. I might think even two or three spies come in. Tamlam bevoachem vias kulchem amati v'lo vias miksaschem. Bevoachem means all of you coming and not some of you coming. V'chiyaskinu Ezra lav kulusalik. When Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't all go. We may shiva siyam. They didn't all come up to Eretz Yisrael. Rov Am Yisrael stayed in the Gola, as we see in Ezra chapter 2, verse 64. Minyan Olam Olam Leretz Yisrael was Muat Me'od. Kol HaKohol Be'echad Arba Ribo Alpayim Shlosh Me'os Shishim. So, Yechasit, not so many people came. 40,000 plus. Most of the people stayed in Golas. So therefore, even Bizman Bayisheni, when the Jewish people were in Eretz Yisrael, they were not noheg chala min haTorah, because you need bias kulchem. Benachamo. First, we have that even if you hold trumas bizman as the rabbanan, trumas and maisrus, chala as doraisa. Because the 7 years where there was no Truman and Maisus Midaraisa, they're already Chayiv and Chala, because it says Bevoachem, the second you come, you're Chayiv and Chala. And not in Trumas and Maisus, because it says Degancha Tvo Zaracha Miuchadus Lecha. And then Viter, and then I told them that no. No, don't tell me that if Trumas Dorabanan says Dorabanan and Chala is Doraisa, even if Trumas Man says Doraisa, Chala is Dorabanan, because you need Bias Kulchem. Hare Lehedya. At this Tanai of Bias Kulchem, either you don't need it, you don't darshan it, you don't need it at all, that's according to the first side in the Gemara, you don't need Bias Kulchem Bechlal, or it was said only Le'inyan Chala, or it was said only vis-a-vis Chala. And that Lechora is not like the Rambam. This Rambam has been subject to a tremendous amount of attention in the Achronim. You can look the America's Harav website, where they have lists of the Meir Makomos and the Rambam. So there they have just endless, I don't know, say endless, because it's not endless, there is an end, but many, many, many Meir Makomos. Rambam, Perak Aleph, Mehilchus Trumas, Halacha Vav, Perak Hei, Mehilchus Bekurim, Halacha Hei, that Truma and Chal are the same, that you're only Chayv Mizman Azed, the Rabbanan, like it says, Linyan Truma, Kisavau. Bias Kulchem, Geshaya Berush Rishona, Ukmo Shehem Asidim Lachzor Berush Shlishis, Lokshi Berush Shnia, Shaysa Bimei Ezra, Lefikach, Lo Chiva Osan Min HaTorah, Chen Yorali Shudim Meisra, Shem Chav Mizman Azel, Midrayim Kitruma. So the Rambam quotes the Pasuk. He says that everything is Derabbanan, because it says Linyan Shuma when you come to Eretz Yisrael. And what does that mean when you come? It means all of you are coming. Like it was in Yerusha Rishona. Yerusha Rishona was when everybody came. And here not everybody is, not everybody came, so it's not Bias Kulchem, so we're not Chayiv and neither Trumas, nor Maisus, nor Chala, Midaraisa. Like it is in the first Bia, the first Yerusha, and the third, when the Messiah comes. But not Yerusha Shnia in the time of Ezra. And therefore, in the interim, it's all Derabbanan, and he says Maisus is the same thing. So we have in our Rambam that Kisavo, and Reb Chaim writes in his Chedushim that it's referring to Yovel. That are a ketala kasef and meiser b'minyan shnos hashmita, and the minyan shnos hashmita are were not counted at the beginning when they first came to Eretz Yisrael. Only after kibush and chiluk. So you can only have Trumas and Maisers then. And therefore, there's no Yovel Bizman Hazeh. And since there's no Yovel Bizman Hazeh, there is also, right, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you're supposed to have Minyan Shnos HaShmita, and then Yovel. But since we don't have Minyan Shnas HaShmita and Yovel, therefore we don't have it Bizman Hazeh. Therefore, it's only going to be Derabbanan. Other Mefarshim have Bevoachem. Not getting into that, but the point is that it has to be Bias Kulchem. That sounds more like, again, Reb Chaim says we're talking about Yovel. There has to be Yovel Kisavo, and together with Kisavo, this Kisavo has to be Bias Kulchem. Others have Bevoachem, it has to be Bias Kulchem. But either way you look at it, in the Rambam, there has to be Bias Kulchem. Everybody has to be coming to Eretz Yisrael. And since Bizman is that we don't have anybody in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Trumas and Maisus, there's no Chalam and Atara. So, that's the difficulty. If you hold Beboachem is talking about Chala, and that's Bias Kulchem. Kisavo is talking about Trumas and Maisvus, that's Bias Kulchem. But the point is, the Rambam says both need Bias Kulchem. And you happen to see in the Gemara, not like that. So, as we like to joke, the Rambam L'shitaso against the Gemara, as a joke. The Gemara says that either you don't need Bias Kulchem at all, or you only need it for Chala. The Rambam says that you need Bias Kulchem for both Trumas and Maisus and Chala. That's a Docha Pele. Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam writes, Enchav Mechalim and Atar Lberet Yisrael Bavad, Shenem, etc. Zvanj Kol Yisrael Sham, Shenem Bavarachem, Vias Kulchem, Lo Vias Miksaschem. God have everybody coming. And therefore, Chalab is Manazeh, Filu Me Ezra, Beret Yisrael, Enam Adivreim, Kom Oshib Yarnu B'Truma. So just like when Hilchos Truma, it sounds more like the Girs of Bavarachem. That the Kisev always means Bavarachem, or maybe that was the correct Girsa. Chazanish talks about it, others. Uncle Panim, the point is that the Rambam says that by Trumas, like we said by Trumas, and also Chala, you need to have Bias Kulchem. And again, like we said, in Ksubis we see Mefurish Lechora not like that. That even if we darshan Bivoachem, it's only talking about Chala, not about Truma. This is discussed by the Beis HaLevi, Chelekimel, Simon Aleph, Ozdalit, B'Shem, Rabbeinu Chaim, another Kasha. We have from the Sugi on the Rambam is from the Sugi and Yavamis, Daf Pei Beis, that Rabbi Yochanan brings Rabbi Yossi of Seder Olam as a raya that Truma Bizman Hazeh is mi de'oraisa. Because it says, Asher Yarshu Avosecha Virishta, that your forefathers inherited Yerusha Rishona Vishnia Yesh Lahem, Vishlishis Ein Lahem. He wants to bring a raya that the Gemara wants to bring a raya that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Oraisa, and the raya is from the fact that it says Nebraisa Asher Yoshua Vasecha Virishta, that's what the Pasuk says, and then the Gemara darshins that they have a Yerusha Vishniya and not a Yerusha Shlishis. So what does that mean? What it means is Yerusha Rishona, when Yeshua captured Eretz Yisrael, Shnia, Ezra captured. Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael. So that they have in Eretz Yisrael. But Shlishis is not necessary. Why? Because it was already sanctified in the time of Ezra. So everything is totally cool. Nothing else necessary. And that proves to us that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. Divrei HaRambam, however, what's the Raya? Even if they don't have Yerusha Shlishis, but Truma Bizman Hazeh is Darabanan, because you need Bias Kulchem. And the fact that Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchel Asid Lavo, this is only L'Shar Dinim, that you don't have this tonight of Bias Kulchem. But not Linyan Truma B'Challah. When it comes to Trumas and Maisus and Chala, so that's going to be, you need Bias Kulchem. Other things, Shviz, Orla, there you can have Kedusha Shniyah Lasid Lavo. But when it comes to Truma and Chala, you need Bias Kulchem. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara proves Truma's man is as Daraisa because Yerusha Rishona Vishniya Yesh Lam Vishalisha Sein Lam. So the Kasha and the Rambam who requires Bias Kulchem. So we have two strong questions on the Rambam. So it appears as follows. Yesh La'ayin Be'ikar Hach Din of Etanah Shal Bias Kulchem. This Din of Bias Kulchem. Imu Zed Din Shenamar B'choivas U'mitzvahs Trumas U'maisus Bilvad. Is this a Din that was said in the obligation and the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisris alone? Shegamim Kedusha Shniyah Kitchela Sidlovo, Velo Chaser Midi Bekedusha Saaretz, Aval Kachu Dinam Bechovasim Trumas and Maisri Chalash, Ein Mitzvasim Hegesh Kisachasar Tnai Shal Bias Kulchem. Is it only a din in the mitzvah and the chov of Trumas and Maisris? That even though Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack any Kedusha, even though Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack any Kedusha, but that's the din, that's the chov of Trumas and Maisus and Chala. That the mitzvah is only noeg when we have Bias Kulchem. When we don't have Bias Kulchem, there's going to be no Trumas and Maisus and Chala. So it's not a chisar in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, it's just a tenai in the chovas of mitzvahs Trumas and Maisus. That's one side. Or we could say no, that the yisod of this din in Tanai was said in the Esem Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that without Bias Kulchem, there's no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. What does this Bias Kulchem create? Does it create the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Or no, it's just a tanai in the chiyuv of trumas and maisrus. V'nafkamina, v'zved zayin nafkamina. She'im habeis os din shenemar b'chov avam mitzvah. If it's a din in the obligation, this tanai is only going to have to be extant when you're mekayim the mitzvah. When you're mekayim the mitzvah, there has to be this bias kolchem, because it's the trumas and maisus is talui in bias kolchem. So when you're mekayim to bias kolchem, when you have bias kolchem, when we're all here, then it's we're chayiv in the mitzvah. If not, not. But it's not like that. If you say fakert, if you say that it's not a tanai in the chiyuv of trumas and maisus in chala. But rather, it's a tanai be'ikar kedushas ha'aretz. Rather, it's a condition in the very sanctification of Eretz Yisrael. Vaday she'tanai zechayiv lios kaim b'shas chalos ha'kedusha bilva. Then, it's only necessary that you have this when the kedushas chal. That was b'shas ha'kibush. And it's not shayich to the shas kiyum shel ha'mitzvah, because the yisoda tanai was not said in the mitzvah, it was said in kedushas ha'aretz. So that would be the nafkamina. Vayein b'chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in the first paragraph of Hilchos Trumas. That he proves this, sigh from the Lashon of the Gemara, and sigh from the Rambam. Because the Lashon of the Rambam is, lefikach lo chiyuv ha'osan min ha'Torah. In other words, the Yerusha wasn't poel v'chiyuv. And it's muchach, that the din of bias kolchem is a tnai that was said, b'shas u'be'etzem ha'kibush. She'eno mekadesh im eino kibush shall be as kulchem. That's the proof from the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that they didn't come up, everybody in the time of Ezra, and therefore they weren't chayv in Atara. So it's talui in the shas kibush. Because it's a din in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's chaser Kedusha if we're not all coming. So that's the Lashon of the Rambam. And we have also from the Lashon of the Gemara, V'chi askin hu Ezra lav kulhu salik. Meaning, when Ezra brought them up, they didn't all go up. In other words, it's talu b'shas maisa. So it's not a t'nai that was said in the mitzvah of the Chovas Gavra, but rather, it's a t'nai in the Etzem HaKedusha. Okay, so we just got our feet wet a little bit in the Sugya, but this is a Mirtz Hashem, a very, very profound and detailed presentation. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will continue further. And we will see, hopefully, Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend. Thank you so much for listening.